April 25, 1951, and what was meant to be a day of R&R with our now allied Turkish soldiers turned itself into the withdrawal and aftermath of the most significant and important battle for Australian troops in Korea. The Korean War, or Forgotten War, saw Anzac troops face bloody encounters, disease and extreme conditions. Soldiers were exposed to temperatures down to 46 degrees below zero and often had to sleep with their guns to their chest in winter in order to prevent the parts from freezing up. On April 23, 700 soldiers of the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Australian Regiment, backed by New Zealand gunners, were sent past the waves of retreating South Koreans to defend the vast Kapyong Valley against a force of around 10,000 Chinese intent on capturing Seoul and crushing the United Nations forces. The battle raged through the night and into the day, wave after wave of Chinese attack. The commanding officer of C Company, Captain Reg Saunders, wrote, "At last, I felt like an Anzac." Saunders had seen his fair share of action in North Africa, Greece, Crete, and New Guinea during World War II, and was the first Aboriginal Australian to be commissioned as an officer in the Australian Army. By Anzac Day 1951, 32 Australians had been killed and 53 wounded in action that stalled the Chinese advance. By the time they withdrew, UN forces were able to secure strong defence positions. The steadfast courage and devotion of the entire battalion was not without notice and was awarded the prestigious US Presidential Citation for the sacrifice, courage and mateship shown by all Australians during the Korean War. We commemorate and respect, lest we forget.